welcome to the Singing Buddha podcast. My name is Lucy Burns. I'm a coach and an author, and I'm also known as the artist, songwriter, and music producer, Lazy Hammock. In these episodes, I will be sharing my take on life from a creative and spiritual perspective, looking at ways in which we can tap into our limitless potential so that we are able to become our best selves, not only creatively, but also emotionally, physically, and spiritually, enabling us to navigate our lives and emotions in a more balanced and grounded way within this world, whilst endeavouring to remain true to our core creative selves. Listen in to either start or continue on your journey of awareness and expansion, stepping into your own rhythm and unique flow, where together we can learn to let go, allow, and just be, hopefully resulting in a deeper connection to ourselves, each other, and the wider universe. Hello, welcome to the Singing Buddha podcast. Today I want to talk about giving ourselves a break. Just giving ourselves a break. Like many of you, I'm very good at putting pressure on myself. Unnecessary pressure. To finish this, to do that, to make sure I complete that project or start another one. Or just doing simple tasks. But you know, part of life and part of living in the flow of life is to recognize when it's time to stop. Stopping is often as important and valuable as starting. And I never knew how to stop because I was brought up by a wonderful mother and father who believed, well, my mother especially believed, that a change was as good as a rest. That's what she used to say. A change is as good as a rest, so just do something different. You don't need to sit around and do nothing. And actually, in the last few years, I've realised, I've read a lot and meditated a lot on this, and realised that just stopping and being is such a valuable part of the process. To recharge, to energize, to reset. We don't have to go on full force for sort of 16 hours a day or even more. We can chill and let go of the guilt of chilling. It's good for you. And like I say about many things, it's balance. I mean, if we do nothing all the time, we become lethargic, we become lazy, we lose the will to do things even though we may want to, we may lose our motivation. And if we work all the time or push ourselves all the time, and if we are always on the go, we can't slow down. We find it very hard to slow down or even stop. And that stopping for me is crucial. I finally, after many years, well, all my life really, am able now to relax and to enjoy it. I still don't think I do it as much as I probably could or should, even though I don't really like that word, or need to, but I'm certainly much better at it now. I'm able to embrace relaxing, and it's really great, and I'm able to let go of the guilt of relaxing, of, you know, I'm sure there's something else I should be doing, or I need to finish this project, so I've got to keep going until I fall asleep at my computer. And that's what I used to do when I was writing some of my albums. I used to stay up late, and I'm not even a late person, I'm an early bird, so, you know, I actually like to go to bed very early, sort of like 8:30, 9 o'clock in the evening. but I often used to stay up until 3 or 4 in the morning in front of a computer writing music and literally falling asleep at the computer and forcing myself to open my eyes to continue because I felt that I needed to get whatever it was done that I was doing because I set a deadline and there's nothing wrong with a deadline. But if it makes you ill, then we need to look at it. So yeah, giving ourselves a break. Now, in many of my workshops, I talk to people about wallow days. Allow yourself a wallow day. And I'll tell you a little bit about that and what I mean. So I found some days, and I'm sure that you have too, that some days we just really, really can't get going. And there's just these particular days where all we want to do is just stop and just have a day off. Now, obviously, that's really difficult for people if their circumstances don't allow it. You know, if you've got small children around, or if you've got to be at work and you've got a really full-on job, or you're caring for someone. So that's really difficult if you are in a position where you aren't able to take time. But if you are, I've had those times where it's not even I don't want to do anything, but I'm struggling to finish maybe a project or something that I'm doing, really struggling with it, and I'm just sitting there saying, oh, I've just got to finish this, and I'll stay up for hours until I do it. But actually, I know that I'm not being productive, and I know that it's not really helping me or adding to my life or adding to the project, because the energy that the project's coming from isn't the best energy when you're exhausted or you're not in a good space. So what I've learned to do is give myself a wallow day, either a wallow day or a wallow moment in time. So sometimes if I feel very stuck with something, or if I really, really feel like it's going to be really difficult for me to achieve something or be productive on that day, I actually allow myself to let go of that and say, do you know what? Have a day off, give yourself a break, and just have a wallow day. You know, it can be a wallow day or a relaxation day, because a wallow day is one where you know where you feel quite down as well, and emotionally you don't feel strong enough to do things, and then you can give yourself that and say, you know, I'm going to wallow a bit today, give myself that day, and then I'm going to get back to it tomorrow. But a relaxation day is similar in terms of you stopping, but you obviously will be feeling differently. And just allowing yourself to embrace the day. Now, the important thing is if you have a wallow day or you have a relaxation day where you've said, right, I'm not going to continue this project, I'm just going to stop because it's not working. The important thing is to make it beneficial, you have to let go of the work or the project or whatever it was you were doing. Because if you hang on to it, saying to yourself, oh, I should be doing that still, or why didn't I do it? You might as well be doing it. So if you stop doing something, completely let go of it and embrace what you are doing now. If that is relaxing, if that is wallowing, if it's chilling, whatever it is, enjoy it. Put on the TV, read a book, have a hot bath, watch a film, go out for a walk, whatever it is. And as I said, I know that that's not possible for everyone because of your circumstances, and it's really, really difficult when you're in a place where you can't take any time or much time for yourself. So what I would say is have a moment. Have a moment, even if you're able to go in another room from maybe the people that you're with, that you're able to shut your eyes and take just a few deep breaths and say to yourself, I'm looking after myself in this moment. I am okay in this moment. And then breathe again. Because just the act of you taking that time out and doing that shows that you are valuing yourself and giving yourself some self-care. So we've got to give ourselves a break, because I feel that if we don't give ourselves a break, no one else gives us a break, because most people are a reflection, or their actions are a reflection of how we are treating ourselves or how we feel about ourselves. You must come first in your life in terms of self-care. I know we have responsibilities. However, we must give the example to others of how we need and want to be treated, how we must look after ourselves. I always say to aim to treat yourself like you would treat someone you loved or your best friend. And if you're treating yourself any less than that, or being any less, or giving any less to yourself than that, then you are doing yourself a disservice. So let go. Stop. It's okay to stop. You can show the people around you that, yes, I'm taking a break because I need a break. I value myself, I value my time, and I value my health, whether it's emotional, spiritual, mental, or physical health. Saying stop and embracing calm helps you to become balanced and grounded. So please take that time for yourself and just give yourselves a break. Thank you for listening. See you in the next episode.
What?
If you've enjoyed this podcast, please follow, like, subscribe, or even write a review. If you would like to support the show and make a donation, you will find a link in the show notes. Alternatively, you can go to my website, lucyburns.com. It will be gratefully received. If you have any topics or questions that you would like answered or discussed in future episodes, please send for consideration to the Singing Buddha Podcast at gmail.com. You've been listening to the Singing Buddha Podcast.